Chapter 2. First Impressions. At 4 o'clock, Teddy Henfrey, the clock repairer, came into the bar of Mrs. Hall's hotel. Mrs. Hall remembered that the clock in the stranger's room was broken. She asked Teddy to repair it. They knocked on the door and entered. The stranger sat in a chair by the fire, sleeping. The only light in the room came from the fire. The stranger woke and saw them, and put a scarf in front of his face.
"I came to repair the clock," said Teddy Henfrey.
"Repair the clock?"
said the stranger.
"Yes, certainly."
The stranger turned to Mrs. Hall.
"I understand that you want to repair the clock," he said. "But this room is my own private room. Nobody must disturb me. Now about my luggage. I need it quickly. I am a scientist. I do experiments. All the things I need are in my luggage," explained the stranger. "I came to this town to be alone. No one must disturb me when I am working. Do you understand?"
Mrs. Hall was very impressed.
"I understand, sir," she said.
"I had an accident recently," continued the stranger. "Because of this accident, my eyes are very weak and painful. I have to sit for long periods in the dark. I get very angry if someone disturbs me or comes into the room. You must understand that."
Mrs. Hall, even more impressed, went to the kitchen to make the stranger a cup of tea, and Teddy Henfrey continued to repair the clock. He tried to start a conversation with the stranger, but the stranger did not want to speak to him. When Teddy went home, he saw Mr. Hall outside.
"You have a strange guest in your hotel," said Teddy. "No one can see his face. Nobody knows his name. Your wife seems to think that's all right. I think it's strange."
"Thanks for the information," said Mr. Hall nervously. "I must go home and see what's happening."
When he arrived, he said to his wife,
"I am very worried. We must learn more about the stranger as soon as possible. Examine his luggage carefully when it comes tomorrow."
Mrs. Hall was worried too. That night, she dreamed of enormous white heads with big black eyes.